Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
In college, I studied political science and philosophy. I know, nerd, right? And as one of those few conservatives in class, and sometimes even the lone conservative, I sometimes had to represent the conservative position during certain classroom exercises. I remember a mock Congress activity we did in one particular class. While I didn't much care for activities like this, I always loved the opportunity to defend my ideas and try to persuade others. In this class, our mock Congress was debating what to do about a certain issue. I'm not even sure what the issue was, and it's not relevant to the story. What is relevant is that the issue was not something under the authority of the federal government. And because of this, I said the conservative position was to leave the issue alone and let the states, the market, and the people address it on their own. This, of course, was borderline heresy to my political science professor. After all, in her mind, it was the job of the federal government to solve any issue whatsoever. But this is the problem with liberalism and socialism, a top-down approach that begins and ends with the federal government, central planning, and bureaucracy never works. There are simply too many dynamic factors to consider and manage. Plus, this way of doing things denies individuality and personal choice. Big government thinks it can address these concerns by establishing rules and classifying people. But this only makes the red tape thicker, the delays longer, the costs higher. Fortunately, there is an alternative, one that provides choice for the individual, one that embraces the dynamic needs of people, one that constantly evolves to provide better solutions and lower costs. But this alternative is the enemy of big government. It's the antithesis of central planning. It's unpredictable, and it doesn't answer to politicians. It can't be regulated or managed. It doesn't develop along a linear path. It constantly looks for better ways and new ideas, and it isn't afraid of abandoning old ways of doing things that no longer work. This solution is the free market, and it works every time it's tried. And just like my conservative arguments in college, it will attract much criticism from the left. They don't understand it. They can't manage it. It's unpredictable. And sometimes they simply hate it because of this. But it always works. Why? Human nature. You see, we are created to work, to be creative, to act in our own self-interest, to aspire to and achieve greatness. And we can do this best when we're free to do it our way, whether by ourselves or in the company of those we choose. It simply cannot work when it's forced or directed by government. And it cannot work if we're not rewarded for our success. So the next time you hear a politician promise to have a perfect plan to solve a problem, don't believe them. The solution is found in individuals like you who operate in the free market.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.